This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello, quizzers, and welcome to the Big Pod Quiz. It is time for our first weekly episode of Pod Quiz Action. It's bigger, it's longer, and coming at you every Thursday night at 7 p.m. My name is Charlie, and I am the host of this Pod Quiz extravaganza. In pre-lockdown times, you could find me in various pubs across the northwest of the nation, hosting real-life quizzes in real-life pubs. But during this unusual time of nationwide lockdown, me and my brother Background Ben have been bringing the pub quiz to you through podcast form. So up until now, I have been waffling on to myself during the quiz, but we have decided it's time to bring others into the fold. Ben has been sitting in our recording sessions confident that even if they weren't right in front of him, he would know all the answers. So we're going to put that confidence to the test. He will be going head to head with a different guest every week, and we will be keeping track of a Ben versus leaderboard to find out if he really is as clever as he says. Ben, before we bring in our first guest out of the Zoom waiting room, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us how it's going to work moving forwards?
Hello, quiz fans. I'm Ben. And, I'm Charlie's brother, first of all. We've known each other a long time, haven't we, Charlie boy?
Almost 30 years.
Almost 30 years. Oh, God. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up again.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I'm all right. I'll get over it.
But no, my background is in radio, and now I make podcasts for a living. Sound Rebel is my business, and we've got loads of different podcasts. And I've loved, you know, being in the background on the quiz, but you invited me to step behind the microphone, Charlie boy, and I couldn't really resist because I have been giving it the big one and saying that I would do really well in your quizzes.
Well, it's time to put your money where your mouth is, really.
It is indeed. Shall I kind of run everyone through how it's going to work then?
Yep, let's tell them how it's going to work moving forwards.
Okay, so we're going to have 5 rounds in every quiz, and I'm going to go head-to-head with a guest. Round 1 to 4 will be a mix of kind of different topics, subject areas you'll hear in pub quizzes, so whether it's history, geography, music, etc. But then round 5 will be the guest's specialist subject. So, Charlie boy, you've written some questions based on, well, you've had a chat to our guest before, haven't you?
And, I have. They've picked a great round for you, mate.
See, I've got no idea what this round is going to be at all, so I'm going into it completely blind, but I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, each round the questions start off easy, they get harder as we go through the round. We've got 10 seconds to answer each one. That's both me and the guest, but of course you at home, make sure you keep a track of your scores as you go and let us know what they are at Big Pod Quiz on Twitter or Instagram. Are we on Instagram too?
Yeah, we're on Instagram and Facebook as well.
Bloody brilliant, we're everywhere. But yeah, Charlie, I think it might be time to introduce and meet our guest.
Right then, quizzers. Today's guest, he's tall, he's handsome, he's the lead singer of our favourite band, Venus de Milo. It's Tom Anderson. Tom, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. He's extremely flattered as well. That's very kind of you.
Well, you know, the people already know that me and Ben are brothers. We should probably throw in there that Tom's our brother as well, so we need to give him some compliments. Otherwise, Mom will ground us.
Yeah, completing the trio of Andersons.
But we have no more that we know of.
So, Tom, how have you been spending your time in lockdown?
Oh, I've been trying to work when I can, when I've got the motivation to. I think a productive day in lockdown is about 6 hours shorter than a productive day outside of lockdown. So I think turning on the computer, that feels like a success. I've been.
Did you have to give your hand a rest after you did that? Just kind of sit down for a bit, because it's a lot of effort to do that these days.
I broke a sweat, to be honest with you. Been playing a healthy amount of FIFA.
How's the team looking?
Yeah, really good, actually. Villa have won the Champions League twice now, though, so I think I'm, to be honest with you, it's all just getting a little bit out of hand. Yeah, so I've just been kind of doing this and that, really.
And growing a ponytail.
These are the interviews that the people want, mate. They don't want to know about the band. They want to know about what you're doing on FIFA, who's in your team. So before we went into nationwide lockdown and got to live life in the real world outside, were you a quiz goer?
Yes, I love a quiz. I think you've got to tactically choose your quiz, because you can go to some sometimes, which, you know, if you become in the top 3, you could get into Mensa or something like that. So you've got to choose the ones that aren't too easy, but also aren't too ridiculously hard. And I feel like, Charlie, you provide us with a nice middling quiz.
Oh, thank you, mate. Compliments will get you everywhere, but they won't get you bonus points.
And that's kind of almost a backhanded compliment in a way.
Well, Tom, I'm taking to look at it as just a compliment. I'm not going to think about the backhand. So, Tom, you're at the pub, obviously pre-lockdown times, about to smash up a quiz night. What is your drink of choice?
Oh, I think I'm getting a lager from the continent. I think I'm going for either an Amstel or an Estrella.
Oh, that sounds just wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
And is that what you're drinking right now?
No, I'm actually drinking a coffee. As
drinking coffee. In fact, I haven't got a drink yet. Give me 1 second. There we go.
Is this that bit where you pretend that you just cracked a carling, but you asked me to put the sound effect in afterwards?
This is exactly that bit. I'm asking to cut that out on the edit.
Do you want me to pretend that I've also had a beer rather than...
Through the power of editing, look, I'm going to open 25 cans at one time. There we go.
So, Tom, we asked you to pick a bonus round before you came on the quiz today. Do you want to let Ben know what your specialist round is, or do you want to leave it until round 5 and just spring it on him as a surprise?
No, I think I'll tell him, because I didn't realise that I was going to be competing against Ben on this category. So I think he might also be quite strong on it. It's Aston Villa from the years 2000 to 2020.
Ooh. Well, actually, what I've actually done is the great and glorious history of Aston Villa. Oh, so it's all sorts.
Okay. I'll see that pre-2000, my knowledge isn't too hot.
Well, I mean, there's not too much in there pre-2000. Just the questions that you really should know.
Cool. I'm excited.
I mean, we had all of our success pre-2000 as well. So if it's going to be questions like, how many FA Cups did we win in the 50s? I know the answer is a lot, but I don't know the exact number.
Mate, you'll just have to wait and find out.
Okay.
So are you all set with how it's going to work, or do you need a quick refresh on the rules?
Go on, let's give a quick refresh. Basically,
let's do a quick refresh for the people at home. So it's 5 rounds of 5 questions. The rounds start easy, they get slightly harder as they go on. You'll have 10 seconds to answer each question. At the end of the 10-second window, I'll ask Ben first, and then I will ask Tom to reveal their answer, and then I will reveal the correct answer. Those at home, at the end of the quiz, send your scores to us via email, bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk, or tweet them to @bigpodquiz. If you score higher than Ben, don't forget to pop an #IBeatBen, or alternatively, if he beats you, a #, and he's chosen this himself, #KingBen, on the end of the tweet as well. Tom, before we get going, how are you feeling? Are you going to be tweeting an I beat Ben or a King Ben?
No, it'll definitely be an I beat Ben.
Strong words. Strong words there. Let's see if you can back them up. Right then, my quiz-loving amigos, let's get stuck into round one of today's quiz. Round one today is the music round. So, question one, it's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away is the first verse to which song? I need the name of the song and the artist. Right then, Ben, I would like your answer first, please.
Is it All By Myself? All by myself.
I mean, that was a lovely rendition, but that is incorrect. Tom, you've got a chance to take the lead here.
7 hours. I know it's Nothing Compares to You. It was written by Prince. And he also, I think he did release a version of it, but it's the famous one, Sinead O'Connor.
Cracking work there from the musician. So it is Nothing Compares to You. It was written by Prince. He released the version, but Sinead O'Connor's one is the famous one. Apparently, it's a song written about how Prince felt when he quit smoking. So, Tom, well done. Award yourself a point. Those of you at home that got that correct as well, give yourself 1 point. Tom, you're 1-0 up. Let's see if you can keep it going on question two.
It's not a great start, is it?
Ben, I mean, so much confidence going into this, and you've fallen at the first hurdle, literally. Fine. The first question on the quiz.
It's all good. It's all good.
All good. It's all good. Let's see if you can bring it back. Question two. Which Beatle led the way across the zebra crossing on the album cover for Abbey Road? Right then, let's go to Tom this time. Tom, what have you got for your answer for question two?
I've changed it last minute from Paul to John.
You've changed it from Paul to John?
Yeah.
Okay. Ben, what have you got?
Yeah, I've torn between Ringo and John. But let's face it, they'd never let Ringo go first. It's got to be John Lennon.
So both of you are going John Lennon. I can tell you that that is absolutely correct. John Lennon goes first, and then we get Ringo, then Paul, and then finally George. Right then, moving on. Question three. As of writing these questions on the 20th of May 2020, what is the current UK number one single? I need the name of the song and the artist. Right then, Ben, I'm coming back to you to go first on this one. Former radio producer, it's got to be up on the charts.
I'm hoping it's still the charity single for the Radio 1 Live Lounge All-Stars, Superstars, whatever they're called, doing that Foo Fighters track times like these.
I am afraid that that is...
Well, hang on, ask Tom what he answered first before you start. He might just go and skip it and change his answer.
Okay. Tom, what have you put on that one?
I've put another charity single, which was the one that Sir Captain Tom Moore did with Michael Ball, which is You'll Never Walk Alone.
I mean, it wasn't a good song, was it? I mean, it's a great thing to do and a great man.
I know exactly what Ben thinks about this.
But Mr. Ben Cowell over there just be like, nah, shit, that was.
Well, there was another podcast on the Sound Rebel Network called Yesterday Today.
Yeah, there is.
In which Ben also features, in which he gave his, rather outspoken opinion on the song.
Great man, terrible voice. That's all I said.
I mean, I think that's fair. He's doing a wonderful thing. Also, Tom, you're saying that you heard Ben on another podcast on the Sound Rebel Network. I mean, if you owned a podcast network, you'd be on every show as well, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Go on then, Charlie. So tell us what tripe is currently at the top of the charts. I bet you it's someone like something absolutely never heard of before in our lives that's got famous through TikTok. Which famous TikTok song is number one?
I mean, you've hit the money. You've hit it bang on the money there. Yeah. It's Rockstar. DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch.
DaBaby. Well done, DaBaby.
DaBaby, yeah.
You know what?
I've got to say, I haven't heard the song.
Right.
It's probably a ballad, a love song, something like that.
Just hearing the artist and song title, I think I've just given up on being a musician.
Oh, God. Just Tom, honestly, just do a funky dance to it and then you'll get there. Give it a funny name and you'll be number
dance
one.
Moves. Repeat the same two lines over and over again and you'll be sorted.
Anyway,
moving on. Question four is multiple choice. In what year was the Queen album A Day at the Races released? Is it A, 1970, B, 1974, C, 1976, or D, 1980? Tom, let's go with you first on this one.
I've gone B.
You've gone B, so that's 1974. Ben?
I've gone later, 1980.
You've gone 1980, so you've gone B and D. I can tell you the correct answer is C, 1976.
Right, I'm not sure this whole quiz thing is a good idea anymore. Maybe we should...
You want to shut it down?
No, just...
Stop production.
I don't know. Maybe it should just go back to you asking the questions and me being quiet in the background, because this is just humiliating.
I mean, mate, it's only the first round.
Yeah.
There's other rounds coming. There's TV and film. There's history coming. Like you could smash it on those rounds.
Okay.
I mean, of course, the musician's winning on this round. It's the music round. Just keep in there and let's see where you are at the end of the quiz.
Thanks, Charlie.
I'm only winning by 1 point.
We can always delete the audio, pretend it never happened.
Okay. Cool.
So question five. So I imagine that both of you have seen a TV show that I'm not going to mention the name of, but it's a panel show that ran a few years ago. It's a music quiz. And in that quiz, they do a round where the team captain and one of the guests has to sing a song to one of the other guests, and then they have to guess it. So we're basically going to do that. We're going to completely steal it. I'm not even going to try and pretend that it's an original idea. We're just stealing it from that particular quiz show that was on, I think it was on BBC.
Never Mind the Buzzcocks?
The Buzzcocks. Okay, I didn't know whether we were going to get in trouble for saying their name, but yes, that's who I was thinking it from. So let me just tune my air guitar here. There we go. So I'm going to give you the intro to a song. I want you to guess what it is. And this is with no practice, so it's going to be really, really awful, but here we go.
Well, that was sick. Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you. I have no practice, but you know, air guitar's easy. You just gotta put in the work and then you get there.
I think that deserves a polite ripple of applause.
from that impression, let's go with Ben first. What do you think? What do you think that was? Muse. I need the name of the song and the artist.
Muse, Plug-In Baby.
Tom?
Yeah, I said the same.
That is absolutely correct. Plug-In Baby by Muse. So that is the end of round one. If you want to total up your scores and read them out to the good people at home.
Don't really want to, but 2 out of 5 for me.
2 out of 5. Mate, that's not too bad, Tom.
3 out of 5.
So 2 out of 5, 3 out of 5. Tom is currently in the lead. How are you doing at home? If you want to let us know at the end of the quiz, you can by tweeting us at BigPodQuiz or emailing us bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk. If you're enjoying the quiz so far and you want to make it your round, you can by going to soundrebel.co.uk/bigpodquiz and clicking on the button that says buy us a beer. We do incur some costs hosting the quiz for you on all the good podcast apps, and also to buy me and Ben a pack of 4 Carlings to consume during these Zoom recording sessions. Obviously, Tom is on the coffee today, but we would have given him a beer if he'd wanted one. Right then, guys, let's get cracking with round two of today's quiz. Guys, this round is TV and film. How do we feel about that, Tom?
Yeah, good. I've actually been, you know, watching loads of TV.
Smashing the box sets over the lockdown. Ben, how are you feeling about TV and film?
Yeah, Charlie, let's smash it. Let's go.
Smash it. Right, you ready to go? You sound like you're raring to go.
I am.
You want to get back to the top here.
I need to get my good name back.
Okay, then. Well, question one. The Starks are one of the main families in which TV show? Right then, let's go to Tom first on the answer to this one. Tom, the Starks are one of the main families in which TV show?
Game of Thrones.
And Ben?
I concur.
You concur, Game of Thrones. Tom, while it was on, did you get on the Game of Thrones hype?
Yeah, I did, yeah. All 7 series?
I think, is it 7 series? 8 series?
But however many there were.
However many there were. I can tell you that Game of Thrones is absolutely correct. Question two is the bad movie description for this week. A girl has to pretend to be a man to be taken seriously. Name the movie. So a girl has to pretend to be a man to be taken seriously. Name the movie.
See, I've got an answer. But you know what? I'll wait until after.
Tom, you said you got an answer. Let's hear it.
I'm almost embarrassed to say it because it's like a 90s teen film. That is really quite obscure.
I mean, that's your favourite genre, isn't it? Top of 90s teen films.
Yeah, it was called She's the Man.
Oh, let's come back to that. Ben, okay. What are you thinking?
And I wrote down Mrs. Doubtfire, and then I realised that was the other way around.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's a man pretending to be a woman. So we can tell everyone that Ben, you've got that incorrect. Let's come back to Tom. I mean, you said She's the Man.
Yeah.
Regale us with what happens in that film.
Well, see, the thing is that I can't really remember what the title is.
Amanda Bynes, isn't it? And she,
yeah,
she wants to play. She wants to play football.
How she didn't get an Oscar for that, by the way.
She can't play football, so she pretends to be a boy to play football. I mean, it does fit. I'd forgotten that film even exists. So I feel like I'm going to give you the point for that. What we were looking for was Mulan. But, I mean, if anyone at home also put She's the Man, that classic Oscar, I mean, why it wasn't nominated for an Oscar, we'll never know why. If you put that, you can have the point as well.
Amazing, thank you.
Right then, question three. In which TV show do you meet the character Walter White? Ben, I'm going to come over to you first on this one.
Is it Mrs. Doubtfire? No. Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. Okay, Tom, what have you put?
Yeah, same.
Yeah, the correct answer is Breaking Bad. Proof that under the surface of every teacher, there is a drug-dealing homicidal maniac just waiting to come out and dreaming of retirement on a big stack of cash. I was expecting you to go, oh, stop being rude to teachers, but...
Doesn't one of your old teachers listen to this pod, Charlie?
One of my old teachers does listen to the pod quiz. Mrs. Saxon, that was not about you. You were always wonderful, even though I was the worst student. You were always really nice to me, so I'm sorry that I just insulted your profession. But
she's not listening, mate. She's sitting on that pile of cash you're on about.
Mate, she's sitting on that pile of cash in the Bahamas. She's retired now. Should we move on before I cause any more offence?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right then, let's go for question four, which is the movie one-liner question. I'm going to do an impression from a movie, probably quite badly, and I want you to guess what that movie is. What about last night? You said you'd never leave. No, I didn't. I said I'd never die, but now I'm dead inside. Name the movie.
Completely forgotten about that, and I'm definitely watching it tonight.
Well, Tom, it sounds like you've got the answer there. So, Ben, what did you put on that one?
Team America.
That is correct. I will give you the full point for Team America, but we were looking for Team America World Police. But you can have the full point for Team America as well. Let's move on to question five. What is the name of John Cleese's character in Fawlty Towers? Right then, Ben, I'm going to come over to you first on this one, mate.
Basil Fawlty.
Tom?
Yeah.
You concur? Fawlty.
Yeah.
I can tell you that Basil Fawlty is correct. So that is the last question in the round. Make sure you're totaling up and sending us your scores at the end of the quiz. So, Tom, how are you looking at the moment? Adding that round together with your first round, what are we on?
I'm on 8 now.
8 points. Ben, have you brought it back at all?
No, well, a little bit, 6.
Okay, so it's still close. Within 2 points, you can still bring this back to prove that you are just as clever as you've been bragging all this time. People at home, if you want to keep up with everything Big Pod Quiz on social media, you can by going to @BigPodQuiz on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. Right then, guys, let's move on to round 3 of today's quiz. We are halfway through and it is history. Question 1. What is the name of the wall the Romans built to keep the Scots out of England? I am going to come over to Mr. I've got an A-level in history first for the answer to this one.
Hadrian's Wall.
Tom?
Yeah, so...
So both of you going Hadrian's Wall, that is absolutely correct. Stretching 80 miles from coast to coast, Hadrian's Wall was a key defensive outpost of the Roman Empire for 3 centuries. Question 2, multiple choice. How many kings of England have been called William? Is it 1, 3, 4, or 6? Tom, multiple choice, 1, 3, 4, or 6?
I've gone for 3.
Tom's gone for 3. Ben, what are you saying?
I think our William is going to be William the Second.
So Ben, you put 1, just William the First. Tom, you put there's been 3, William 1, William 2, William 3.
They're not Star Wars movies, Charlie, they're kings.
anyway, the answer, there have been 4 kings of England named William.
There have not.
When Prince William comes onto the throne, he will be William the Fifth.
Are you serious?
Really edgy, like, you know.
Oh, he's going to be a hither, guys. I'm Willy Five.
It's going to be like, you know, 3 edgy ones that you've not heard about from medieval times that, you know.
I know that I think there wasn't a William for ages, and then like around like the 16th century, there was about 3 in quick succession.
There we go.
Yeah, you're right. It was a long time ago. I'm just having a quick little Google here. You're right. There were a few.
Hang on. You were having a quick little Google just to make sure that I'd got it right.
Well, just double checking. Yeah. Guess what, Charlie?
What?
The last William was born on your birthday.
Oh, really? June 20th?
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry. Died. He died.
Died on my birthday.
That's darker.
Yeah, that's turned sad.
Oh, dear. Yeah. I mean, maybe we should keep that out. And
George the Fourth died on my birthday.
June's not a good month to be a monarch.
No, Tom, no royal deaths on your birthday, as far as I can see.
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
I mean, yet.
Oh,
luckily your birthday's already been. With that, let's move on to question 3. Which ancient beauty was? Sorry, I'm gone. Question three. Which ancient beauty was said to be the reason for the Trojan War? Ben, I'm moving to you first.
Helen of Troy.
Tom?
Yeah, Helen of Troy.
Right, I can tell you that is correct. She plays a big role in the film by the same name, where basically it's just Brad Pitt running around with his top off for an hour and a half, which is wonderful. Question four is multiple choice. In which city was the world's first skyscraper built in 1885? Is it A, New York, B, Chicago, C, Los Angeles, or D, London? Right then, going to go over to Tom for the first answer on this one. Question four. Let's repeat the question for you. Multiple choice. In which city was the world's first skyscraper built in 1885? Is it A, New York, B, Chicago, C, Los Angeles, or D, London? Tom?
I've gone A, New York.
You've gone A, New York. Ben?
Yeah, me too.
You've both gone for A, New York. It's where later on one of the biggest skyscrapers in the world was built, the Empire State Building, but obviously it wasn't the first. I can tell you that New York seems like the obvious answer, but it's actually B, Chicago.
See, with those questions, when you know that there's an obvious answer, which probably isn't the right one because it's so obvious, but you've still got to go for it, because if it is right, then you just feel like an idiot for not going for the obvious one.
I mean, that is, I did put it in there to trip you up. If it has tripped you up at home as well and you're angry, at Big Pod Quiz, give us a tweet, tell us how we're idiots.
Not me.
Tell me how much you hate me, and then hashtag King Ben.
Moving on,
question five. Which American athlete won four gold medals at the 1936 Olympic Games in Berlin? After Hitler had been banging on about how Aryans were amazing, this chap was an African American who went across and won four gold medals. Right then, Ben, I'm coming over to you first.
I think he's a baseball player, but he's a famous name from around that time. I'm just going to go for a guess. Is it Babe Ruth?
He is a famous baseball player, I'm afraid. Tom?
Jesse Owens.
Oh, he comes in with the correct answer. I'm surprised there. I thought that was going to catch you out. So that is the end of the history round. Tom, how are we doing on a score?
I got three on that one, so I'm now up to 11.
11, Ben.
I'm doing really badly. I'm on 8.
So, still in there. We've still got two rounds left, one of which is Tom's specialist round, but I do think you are going to like it as well, Ben. Tom, while we've got you on the podcast, is there anything that Venus de Milo are doing that you would like to plug? Anything you want to promote? Anything you want to say while you have this platform to do it?
Yeah, so we've just released an EP last month called Northern Lights, which you can find on all the normal streaming platforms. We also put out a song about lockdown called Chaos as well, which you can find on all our social media platforms with a video and stuff like that. Which thank you both of you guys for sharing it, by the way, and thanks also for all the shout-outs on the Big Pod Quiz as well.
Mate, absolutely no worries. As we said earlier, if you want to go and buy us a beer on the website, you can. It will help us cover some little bits of production costs, and will also provide me and Ben with some carlings to drink while we do these recording sessions.
And we'll give you a shout out.
And we will give you a shout out to say thank you as well.
Because podcasts are free to listen to, but they're not free to make.
That is very true. Mm. Also, at the end of this quiz, there's something I haven't told you, one of the rules that we're going to be bringing in for the guests and for Ben on the show moving forwards. Everyone knows we're going to be doing our Big Pod Quiz, Big Pod Pub Crawl.
I didn't hear you then, mate. Can you say that again? We're doing what?
So everyone knows that we're going to be doing our Big Pod Quiz, Big Pod Pub Crawl.
Nailed it.
After lockdown finishes. And obviously we're going to be going around the country, going to different pubs, asking people random questions, and recording it and putting it out for you all to listen to. Tom, you're going to come and meet us on that pub crawl at some point. If you win the quiz today, Ben's going to buy you a beer.
Oh, amazing.
If Ben wins the quiz today, you're going to buy him a beer when we go on our Big Pod Quiz, Big Pod Pub Crawl.
Ben is usually quite generous at buying pints in the pub, though. I think it's probably about time I bought him one.
I mean, let's see how you do. I hope that doesn't mean you're going to throw the next couple of rounds just so you can buy Ben a beer.
Yeah, I want to earn it. I want to earn my beer. I've got a bit of catching up to do here.
Well, Ben, the next round, where in the world is where you can catch up? Shall we crack on? Right then, lads, let's get cracking with round four. It is called Where in the World. Question one. In which country would you find the Leaning Tower of Pisa? Tom, I'm coming over to you first for this one.
Italy.
Ben?
Yeah, Italy.
I can tell you that that is absolutely correct. If you got that right at home as well, congratulations. Give yourself 1 point. Question two, multiple choice. Which is the largest desert in Asia? Is it A, the Gobi, or B, the Sahara? Ben?
The Sahara.
Tom?
A, Gobi.
I can tell you that the correct answer is A, the Gobi.
Oh,
the Sahara.
My God.
The Sahara is in Africa. It's not in Asia.
Is it a bigger desert, though, out of interest?
I think it is a bigger desert, but...
Right, sorry. That's why you should listen to the question.
That is why you should... I mean, I wasn't going to say it, but that is why you should listen to the question. Question three. In which Southeast Asian country would you find Angkor Wat, the largest Hindu temple complex and religious monument in the world? Tom, coming over to you first.
Ooh, I took a guess at Bangladesh.
Ben, what are you saying?
India?
It is Cambodia. There's also a club in... there's a club in Cambodia called Angkor Wat, which is way better.
Well, depending on what you're into.
I mean, depending on what you're into. If you want to go and see boring buildings, then Angkor Wat's great. If you want to go clubbing, Angkor Wat the club is way better.
Yeah, but if you're, you know, really religious and want to pray to God, then you don't go to get a few Jager bombs from... the bar.
Mate, it was like 10 Jager bombs for a pound. It was incredible.
Maybe you go to the one Angkor Wat and then to the second Angkor Wat after you finish at the first one.
What? Is that what it's called? I think it'd be quite disrespectful to go to a religious monument pissed though.
Maybe the other way around.
Should we move on?
I'm getting pissed as soon as this quiz is finished. I'm doing so badly.
Don't worry, mate. You can still get it back. Question four: what country is Mount Everest in? Ben, I'm going to come over to you first.
Sri Lanka.
Tom?
Take another stab in the dark at Malaysia.
I'm afraid that both of you are incorrect again. The correct answer is Nepal.
I'm getting used to this.
Is that in Asia?
It is in Asia. Question five. Which city was once named New Amsterdam? Tom, coming over to you first.
New York.
Ben?
Agreed. Literally.
Agreed on New York.
One of the only things I've actually know I've got right this whole bloody quiz.
That is correct. And so that is the end of the Where in the World round. If you are listening at home, make sure you're totaling up your scores, keeping them ready to send us at the end of the quiz. You can send them to @BigPodQuiz on Twitter or email them to us, bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk. Right then, guys, it is time for Tom's specialist round. I called him up and said, you're coming on the quiz. I need you to pick a specialist round and I'll get some questions ready. So it's time for, thank you for this, Tom, a very eclectic set of questions for everyone listening at home. The great and glorious history of Aston Villa. I'm sure that this is where everyone at home will go, yippee, I know all the answers to these questions. So here we go. Question one, multiple choice. In what year was Aston Villa Football Club founded? Is it A, 1899, B, 1881, C, 1874, or D, 1870? Ben, before we ask you for your answer to this question, how much do you love Aston Villa?
Yeah, quite a lot.
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
And what's your favourite? What's your favourite moment of Aston Villa history?
I think maybe Jack Grealish getting punched in the back of the head by a Birmingham City fan, and then going on to score the winning goal and beat the scummy Blues 1-0 is a pretty great moment.
Yeah, that's a good one. Was that at St Andrews as well?
Yeah. That was at St Andrews, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that will probably be the highlight of that man's whole life.
Mm.
I mean, Jack Grealish, not the Blues fan.
Yeah, no, not the Blues fan. When he came off the pitch, that's pretty much what he just kept saying over and over again, was best day of my life.
I think it's 1874, the answer to this, Charlie, because I think there's a restaurant called the 1874 Bar or something at Villa Park.
Okay, so you're going C1874. Tom, what are you going with?
Yeah, same.
C1874, that is absolutely correct. They were founded in 1874, one of the original founding members of the Football League. Question two, who is the current captain of Aston Villa? Tom, coming over to you first.
It's that man again, Jack Grealish.
Ben.
Super Jackie Grealish.
Say again.
Super Jack. Super.
Super Jack. Super Jack. Super Jackie Grealish. Is absolutely correct. Okay, question three. From which club did Aston Villa sign Christian Benteke in 2012? Ben, coming over to you first.
Genk.
Tom?
Yeah, I don't think it's right, but I put Genk as well.
You don't think it's right? Do you want to guess something else instead?
I'm going to go for Genk.
So you've both gone for Genk? All aboard the Genk bus. That is absolutely correct. Solid. Question four. In what year did Aston Villa win the European Cup? Right then, on this one, I'm coming over to you first, Tom.
It's 1982.
Ben?
Yep, same.
I can tell you that it was the 26th of May 1982 that Villa were crowned the champions of Europe. Moving on, question five. Who was the first Aston Villa player to score for England in the final stages of a World Cup? Ben, I'm coming over to you first.
This is a guess. Peter With?
Oh, it's a good guess, but it is incorrect. Tom?
Is it Alan Smith? As in FIFA Alan Smith?
No, it's not. So I can tell you that the correct answer to that question, the first Villa player to score for England in the final stages of a World Cup, was David Platt.
Yeah.
Right then, guys, that is it for this week's episode of the Big Pod Quiz. Tom, how did you do?
Oh, I think total up. I've got 18.
18. Ben?
Disappointing. 14.
Tom, when you tweet out promoting to all your fans that you are on the Big Pod Quiz, the first episode where we've got a guest on the show, you can use the hashtag IBeatBen at the end of that tweet. How do you feel?
Yeah, a bit emotional, to be honest. I'm really looking forward to that ice cold Amstel. Hopefully
Once we're on the Big Pod Quiz, Big Pod Pub Crawl, he's got to buy you a beer now.
Sorry, Charlie, what's the name of that thing again?
It's the Big Pod Quiz, Big Pod Pub Crawl.
Nailed it.
I can't wait to hear you say that after we've been to a few of the pubs on the Big Pub Quiz.
What's it called?
The Big Pod Quiz, Big Pub Crawl.
Yeah, see, it's hard, isn't it? Big Pod Pub Crawl. So right then, guys, that is it for this week's episode. Make sure you send us your scores for a chance at a high score shout out on next week's episode, and let's find out if you get to use the hashtag IBeatBen or if you're going to be using hashtag KingBen if he beat you. Well done to Tom, you are the champion of this week's quiz. And Ben will be buying you a beer. If you want to buy us a beer for listening to the quiz, you can by going to soundrebel.co.uk/bigpodquiz and finding the button that says buy us a beer. That will help cover some of our costs and also buy me and Ben a beer to consume during our recording sessions. If you're enjoying the Big Pod Quiz, please follow, like, share and subscribe about us on whatever app you're listening through right now. You can also check us out on all the socials. We are at Big Pod Quiz on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Thank you for listening. Stay safe out there, and I will see you back here next week for the next episode of the Big Pod Quiz.